For the 6 months ended 31st August 2015, independent financial services firm PSG Consult says a recurring headline earnings increased by 27% to 186.8 million rand. That's for that period under review, while recurring headline earnings per share were up by 26% to 14.7 cents. Asset under management up by 17% and assets under administration increased by 21%. CEO Francois Host joins us now. Francois, thanks so much for your time today. Double-digit growth in earnings. What gave you a boost?
We're very happy with the results. I mean, I think the biggest factor underpinning the growth is gains in net new assets. And that was despite, you know, very difficult market conditions that we've seen over the last year or so. So to deliver new clients, new assets is something that we're very proud of and obviously has underpinned our results.
And how are you able to do that? What are you doing differently in your business?
Yeah, so the key is really to get your existing advisors to operate as efficiently as they possibly can. So during last year, we spent a lot of time helping them with risk, with systems and infrastructure and various processes. But in addition to that, we grew our advisor base by almost 7% during the last year. So we've got about 670 advisors in South Africa across 200 offices. So we've been consistently growing that. And I think a combination of those two factors have obviously contributed to growth. And then I guess the only other factor to consider is when you're in volatile markets, people, particularly investors, need to be comforted to some degree, and they obviously want to speak to people they trust.
Yeah,
and I think that's what we provide. You know, our advisors are highly experienced; they understand the needs of our clients, and they can contextualize the very difficult market conditions that's existed over the last year and explain that to clients. And I think that gives clients comfort, and that obviously leads them to talk to their friends about us, and that's resulted in growth. So I think it's a nice story.
And just, I mean, you're exposed to both high net worth individuals through PSG Wealth and as well as the retail client base with PSG Asset Management. Have you seen any difference between those two client bases when it comes to just how they react to these types of markets?
Well, I think markets are more volatile, and you know, when markets are volatile, it introduces uncertainty, and you know, then investors obviously becoming concerned about their own positions and clearly in terms of the wealth. So it's very important in these kinds of conditions to talk to clients and remind them about their long-term objectives. South Africa is a country with inflation, much like other emerging markets. And if you've got inflation, you have to be invested in equities. That's the way in which you can protect yourself against, you know, inflation. So, unfortunately, if you invested in equities, then you have to encounter volatility. And so I think the key is to really talk to clients about their long-term objectives and to remind them that short-term mistakes can cost them very dearly over the long term in terms of what they want to achieve. So so that's the balance that you have to draw. And if you've got a highly experienced group of advisors like we have, then I think you're in a position to give them you know, those kinds of explanations and to contextualize market movements.
And PSG Insure, so your short-term insurance business, how's that been performing?
So we're very happy with the performance of our short-term insurance business. I mean, the total premiums in that business for the period is about 450 million rand, you know, which is a massive increase over the last three or so years. And I think it's a very solid business, and we try and be very conservative in how we manage underwriting risk and investment risk. And we want to grow our franchise. We want to get more clients into the firm, and we want to deliver value. So again, I mean, a good performing business, which is based on meeting clients' needs.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time today. Francois Host, CEO of PSG Consult.